Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth. We're broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. If you were supposed to be at work at 8 a.m., you're late!
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, I am the legendary Home Blow, along with my brother,
MC Dame Elsie in the building.
And shout out to our girl, Bailey Coleman. We were just talking about the moment, the split second, the 5 seconds that can change your life for the rest of your life, as it related to a lot of people not understanding how powerful conflict resolution is and why it's so important that you learn to practice that. And you ain't got to just try to be hard all the time. I get it. There's some situations where, you know, it may be some imminent danger. And you react to the imminent danger. But it's a lot of these situations, though, as me and Dane was talking about, that it could have been resolved. But, you know, egos get into it. And, you know, once some people's egos get into it, it changes the whole scope of things.
Yeah.
But we've got Blake Gump on the True Talk text lines, 833-212-1017. Blake Gump, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What's your truth?
Man, my truth is I earned that name, so I appreciate you, big brother. I mean, what up, Dane?
What up, Blake?
Man, they ruined Father's Day, man, dude. So two dudes went over there to get kids, to transition kids from somebody else, and they ended up being altercation. That's what I'm getting?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, well, so
hang on.
Okay.
Just to try to give it a quick. All right, so somebody say, Blake. I say, Blake, hey, can you run me over here?
Right.
Man, I'm going to pick up my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you take me over there. Right. Yeah. Like, okay, I got you, Blo. You know I got you. You know, blam. Right. Oh, you do. Man, I got you. So, blam, you take me over there. I get into an altercation with the mother of my children, which obviously may be a usual kind of thing or something, but it escalates. And now all of a sudden, you get out and be like, Blo, come on, man, let's not do this. So you're talking to me, you're talking to the woman that I'm talking to, and saying, like, this ain't worth it. You're trying to de-escalate the situation. So now you be like, come on. So you finally get me to get Black into your vehicle, and then it's not over via another woman that ends up telling her boyfriend, hey, gesture, and he pulls his gun out, and now there's a gun on the scene, and yeah, so that's kind of the unfortunate synopsis of it. And then the guy, after some shots were fired by each person, not by Dennis, not by you,
right?
But I ended up seeing him with a gun, and him, you know, raising his arm with a gun, and you know, firing a shot. So I'm shooting Black. You know what I'm saying? And now we take off, and the other person ends up following the vehicle. And while the children are in there now, you tell them and me, like, you know, y'all duck, and you catch the bullet, and you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I caught that middle story, so I'm glad I got it, because I didn't want to call and be off the hinges on the wrong thing. But with that, now, with dude that was shooting, he can't take care of the man that passed family, because he finna be sitting for a minute. So that's two families interactively gone and misfunctioning with men from now on for at least 5 years, but for dude family forever. And then the dude that was doing the shooting and the chasing, this is going to fall on him and his fate with reckless endangerment and attempted murder with the murder, with the children. So that's three families affected. Do you know how many people in each family will be affected with this, plus them children in that car?
That's what we've been talking about.
They got PTSD already, man. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what we've been talking about.
Yep. Yeah, the de-escalation of life like that, man, just that fast. That's what I'm saying, man. That pressure, dude, some people want to bust just to get the feeling. Adrenaline ain't made for that. I had to learn how to control my own. You know, and then, like, not being able to have firearms for 8 years and then go to court and find out I can have an arsenal and I don't even want guns no more because of what I learned and what I've been through. I got attempted murder, reckless endangerment because somebody tried to do something to me. And I'm glad I didn't kill dude because I wouldn't know how to feel. Bad enough, I feel how I feel knowing what I did to him. I know what happened to me, you know, but just right here, if this doesn't wake up the community, we have the soldiers on the ground. But now we need to get the admirals and the generals, like, you know, we already on the front line. But this right there, man, that's we can't do nothing but pray right now.
Yeah, bro, it ain't gonna wake up. It ain't gonna wake up those that are. Some of those people are choosing to be in this sleep. Some of these people are choosing to be in that stupor. Yeah. In my opinion, it's not the majority, but those who are there. I mean, those are the ones, in my opinion, that openly say on social media, all the different platforms, "I'm on demon time." They calling themselves a demon, letting you know, like, you're not going to stop my actions. This is what I'm on. There are people who openly talk about with anger-filled rants on social media, the different platforms, like, yeah, when I see them, I'm killing them. I'm talking about they really on that. And it's people that be on the line talking about, hey, don't do that, man. You're going to ruin your life and this, that, and the other. And as whoever it is making that live, and they check and see some of the comments, they'd be like, you know, F that. No, it's going down. It's on site. Because when a lot of people say on site, they mean on site. So a lot of that negotiation and trying to get them to see the bigger picture, for those who are in that zone, some of those people ain't coming out. Now, it's some that may go to that zone, and you may be able to kind of talk them down and get them out of that situation. But it's some of these people that, when I read some of these criminal complaints and look at how many infractions they've had for pretty much the same damn thing, I'm like, why in the hell are they even still out? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so you got those, bro. So we know that the simple solution. But thank you, Blake Gump, for the call. You finally said it.
I wasn't going to say it.
I know you
were. But he accepted it, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can say it then.
But, yeah. And but in that, you know, in when we're talking about the different violence, and this is why I say, you know, although the numbers are down from what they were last year at this time in the different categories from the actual, you know, amount of homicides, we're still below what we were at this time last year. And, you know, non-fatal shootings and things of that nature. But it's not, you know, even though those numbers, like I say, are down, I am afraid that it's going to be some catch-up done as it continues to get hot and stay hot.
That's always a fear every year, ain't
it? Yeah, bro. Yeah,
every year. I hope the summer's about to come.
Yep.
I hope it don't.
Right. And that's sad that, you know, that's a real thought process. But downtown, you know, Brady Street has been clowning the last couple of weekends, and it ain't just been all us. It has been some of us.
Yeah.
But it's been going down. So there's a downtown Milwaukee violence measure that were talked about by elected officials. And some of that stuff has now been put on hold. I believe we have a clip from WISN 12 News, and we're going to play this clip. And Truth Nation, we want to get your thoughts and opinions on this. We want to find out what's your truth. Will it work? Will it not? Good idea? Bad idea? We'll go to the clip.
And from the Common Council to Stop Violence Downtown are now on hold. Kendall Keys is live near Water and Juno Streets downtown. Kendall, the Common Council brought two ideas to the table, but it's not looking like either will be in place anytime soon.
Right, Derek, two proposals to try to curb violence on this busy downtown street are now on hold. And the alderman who represents downtown tells me he's now questioning what the city's governing body has the power to do.
I move to send this back to committee.
Alderman Robert Bauman putting a pin in a measure that would have directed multiple city agencies to draft a plan for security perimeters around downtown entertainment districts.
At this point, it'll probably just be held.
Bauman introduced the measure last month in response to violence on Water Street, hoping to answer whether a fence or weapon checkpoints could make downtown safer.
Like Friday, Saturday night, it kind of gets like sketchy. Definitely Water Street.
Just this spring, there's been two deadly shootings near the downtown bars. Tuesday, Bauman backpedaled on the security zone idea, pointing to another effort to curb downtown violence that's also on hold.
There's now litigation pending over the food truck regulation, and this is in the same neighborhood in terms of regulatory authority.
A curfew that would have forced downtown food trucks to close at 10 p.m. rather than 1 a.m., stalled by an ongoing lawsuit.
I don't think it'll do much for safety. I think it more so this is unfortunate for the owners.
A judge put a hold on the curfew change, asking the city for more evidence. Now Bauman questioning what power City Hall has over the entertainment districts.
There's that question as to what authority the city actually has to police these entertainment districts and to set regulations for these entertainment districts.
He says he wants downtown business improvement districts to weigh in.
For many months, they've been urging us to take action. And when we take action, they head for the hills. So at this point, they have to step up or we're going to step back.
A lot of players involved here, Kendall. I know you reached out to the downtown business improvement district as well.
You're right, Derek. With these two measures now stalled, I hope to ask the Downtown Business Improvement District and the Westtown Business Improvement District what they would like to see done about violence downtown, but I did not hear back from either of those business improvement districts today.
Kendall Keys live in a very windy downtown Milwaukee tonight.
All right. WISN 12 News, that's where that report is. And when you hear that, and of course Troop Nation, we definitely want you to weigh in on this as well. Oftentimes, whether you for or against something, if you say something has to be done, this comes back to me because I say this so often, and when we talk about people need to come out to these meetings and people need to come out to these hearings, we say we want this. Okay, so, all right, I'm going to put my neck on the line and say, let's do it. Here we go. And then it's like.
No, like you said, a step back. So you got,
It's crazy.
The two main things here that they're discussing is the curfew on the
food trucks.
The food trucks. Well, if you want to change, if you don't want the food trucks downtown in this area, and you think the food trucks are an epicenter for youth coming down, because this is essentially what we're talking about, is youth that can't get into the bars coming to hang out just on Water Street
and using the food truck.
And using the food trucks as an excuse.
Yep.
Then you change the zoning on and the parking regulations on those streets.
Okay.
And you say if you can't park on this street, if you have if your truck is certain amount of weight, then you can't be on this street.
Wow.
And you have to go do something like that. That's the creative way of going. And then that just stops them from being there at all.
Wow.
So then when people are getting deliveries, they say, okay, you can stop here for 30 minutes, but you can't be here for an hour or so time if your truck is over a certain weight. That's the way around that.
Wow.
But you can't just say you're going to stop them from being there at a certain time. You're going to have to go all the way out.
Mm-hmm,
so that means when it's in the middle of the day, whatever it is, this is what we're going to do. If I was in my old position, that's what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And then also what we need to do is we need to start enforcing, and I have no problem with this, start enforcing this 10 o'clock where your kids at.
The curfew.
Starting enforcing. I'm just saying, I know the curfew, but I'm just saying when we used to be watching TV.
Yep.
11 o'clock come.
Yep.
Where your kids at? Do you know where your children are?
Yep.
Because if you don't, we're about to find out.
Yep.
And I have no problem with people with kids having police interaction under those guidelines. Because it's the situation, whereas you're saving them from getting involved in something else.
Yep.
Because anything that's happening after 11 o'clock is something that shouldn't be happening if you under 16 or whatever curfew age is. It's 16, 17. I know it's not it's not fully 18, but it's like 16.
Yep, 16.
If you under 16, take your ass home. That's the bottom line. If you in these streets and you doing something and it's 11 o'clock and you're under 16, go home. If you're not home, police going to get you.
Yep.
The police going to say, look, y'all, it's 10:45. Get from down here.
Right.
Get from off these streets. Go be in a house someplace. But if I see you on these streets,
and
it is what it is.
Absolutely. And another thing that I think, because law enforcement is down there in the red district, that I'm not against them using, whether it's just the speakers on their cars or whatever, giving that same thing that you just said and just doing that over loudspeakers saying, It is 10:45. If you are under the age of, you get what I'm saying, this, you need to be cleared. We will start giving tickets. We will start, you know what I'm saying?
Look, or Homer, y'all used to do it at the Humpty Hump party.
Absolutely, bro.
At 10:45.
Yes, sir.
If you was under 16.
You had to go.
They were saying it's 10:45.
We stop it. Yeah, we stop
it. It's under 16.
Lights would come up
for
a minute.
You got to go.
Lights would come up for a minute. And until we make sure, like, okay, blam, how old are you? Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And that's how it would be done.
And so they can do the same. And people, we always, look, the police are getting paid a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I understand they stretch thin and this, that, and always one more responsibility. But if this one more responsibility could save lives.
Yeah.
Or could save something terrible from happening late at night, save somebody from getting carjacked or whatever. Because now you see somebody
that's
walking the street with a mask on or something like that, and it's after 11 o'clock.
You've been given a warning. You've been given a few warnings.
I told you to get from down here.
Mm-hmm.
You still here. I'm going to harass you now. And it's not harassment at that point.
That part.
Because I've told you already, get from down here. I've told you already, get from off the main street.
That's it.
Go someplace.
That's right. We've got Al MKE before we take care of our bills. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation, Al MKE. What's your truth?
My truth is I don't understand why these officials are so afraid to tell these people, come get your MFing kids.
Facts.
I don't know why. I don't know if they just highly religious or they Christian. You already got their vote. And you already looking at them like they N-word, so just say what's on your goddamn mind. I don't get it. Cavalier Johnson said it there. He can't say nothing. Malele, she sure ain't going to say nothing because she's going to talk about the kid and not talk about the mother and father with them uncontrollable crumb-snatching bastards they got. But then when something happened to them, we're going to hold a little fundraiser or something. Tell these people raise their black ass children. And let's not forget the white ones, too. But I just don't get it. I think it's self-destruct. You let them get out of hand, and then you put an S on your chest. Because now you got a way to get your vote. I think they ain't no good. I think they need to be voted out. Y'all need to put a picture of a rose up there. If you F up, that's how your ass gonna look when you come out of prison.
All right. All right, that'll take us to our commercial break. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. The Truth. We'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Tune in to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth community spotlight this Wednesday at 3:57 p.m. between the Tori Lowe Show and Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. They will be speaking with Nicole Lorino, the 2026 chair for March for Babies. She will discuss how March for Babies brings families and caregivers together to support healthier moms, stronger babies, and life-saving NICU care through the March of Dimes. Again, that is the community spotlight this Wednesday with the March of Dimes at 3:57 p.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Welcome back to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We've been talking about the downtown Milwaukee violence measures, proposals that have been put on hold now, and that is the talk of putting a security perimeter around the entertainment district and also doing a curfew for the food trucks at 10 p.m. that they would have to end up shutting down. And those things were brought into play and discussed because of saying, well, you know, we have these youth down here, and if we know that they can't get in the clubs, but some of them don't even come down until after. You get what I'm saying? After the fact, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and knowing that they're in violation. And so me and MC Dame Elsie were just talking about some measures that we think, you know, could work, and as long as they're implemented, any parents and especially PWKs, people with kids, should know that you are trying not to keep up with your children. Well, guess what? When they end up having to let you know that, hey, they got me, they're giving me a curfew ticket or whatever the case may be.
And the curfew ticket is $74 for the kids. Mm-hmm. It's $175 for the parents.
There you go.
So it's not cheap. You're coming out of $225. There you go. $250.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. $275. Yeah, $75 in winter. Okay. Yeah,
$250 almost for your kid being out in the streets when he's not supposed to be out in the store. I just looked it up. So they are, City of Milwaukee, the curfew age is 17, and they are this summer supposed to be strictly enforcing that.
Right. Because so that was one of the other measures of the curfew starting. Yeah.
So they're going to have a curfew center. Mm-hmm. So if your kid get picked up,
they're going to be,
and you can't find them,
detained in that center.
Right in that center. And they're going to keep them there from 10 to 5. Mm-hmm. And then I guess they'll probably let them out at 5, and they'll come home with a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That part.
And I ain't mad at that.
Yeah, because something has to be done. You know, accountability. You know, I'm all about, you know, accountability. We all should be able to be held accountable for our actions. And when you have it to where they feel like, oh, they can't do nothing. They ain't going to do nothing. I'll be right out and all of that. It gives them a sense of being invincible.
Mm-hmm.
And playing in your face. And I'm like, no, stop playing in our face. Stop. Abstract Nora 414 on the YouTube page said, ID say make it $5,000 fine for parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and they need to do it.
Yeah, you know, like if people understand like the seriousness of, and it'd be like, you know what, you could end up getting a warrant put out for you because you haven't paid this citation or this ticket. Yeah, it'll put a change of heart. They mind will be like, look, I'm not getting ready to keep going to jail or getting these tickets because of you.
Right.
And now get them involved in some of these community activities that are out here for their age group. We got to stop giving in to the fact that some of them want to do things that our adults are able to do. No. No, there are things that are designed, and you can help design some of those things. But again, if you keep trying to, well, you know, we should be down there with the clubs. No, that's not one of them.
Yeah.
I can't support that one.
And I have, listen, a lot of this stuff, like I talked about the weight limits on the streets if you just don't want the trucks there and stuff like that, that you could do. There's ways around it if you know. And a lot of times, too many times our elected officials don't read a lot of stuff. I'm not going to be 100. Mm-hmm. They don't read a lot of the stuff that can be there. And as an aide, I used to read all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would know places where we can find loopholes and things like that. And I think that's something that they could do. But, you know, the stuff I just read just now, this is from when Puente was in office. That was two orders ago before the current order of that district, the 9th district. That was when what's her name was there. And then you had whoever was there right after him, and then now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So let's just be 100. This stuff is there, and sometimes we forget that it's there. And about closing off the Deer District, I've been saying that.
Mm-hmm.
They already partially do it already where they block off the streets
right.
So you can't drive down there and do all of this. Well, just make it complete then.
Yeah, Sherwin Hughes agrees with that too. He said in a lot of other cities,
yeah. They
have that, like it's perimetered off to
just
that degree.
Just close it up. Had a fence there, mm-hmm. and you could it's just easy. Boom, boom, bam, here you go. If somebody is climbing these barriers, they're going to have to go in between the businesses to get there. And then you already have a natural barrier because you had a river right there
mm-hmm.
on one end, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then you cordon off all that stuff. You find the holes where they can get through. And you don't have to put police there to watch it, but put one on one end,
mm-hmm.
the one on the other end. Mm-hmm. Or you make the business improvement district hire security that can man. So the police don't have to do the manning. The business improvement district hire security that manages from Thursday to Sunday. They there.
I would say, I don't know what the battery life or whatever it is. I would... to save the city and the taxpayers some money, I would have a drone that would fly above it.
And then just spot the kids now, and
I'm saying that to say less law enforcement would have to be there.
Yeah.
Because Just had a drone. Have a law enforcement like what you're saying, maybe one here, whatever. But then just let the drone, because the drone is going to show you everything that's going on.
Yeah.
And just like they can watch the cameras, the city cameras that are up on these poles, they can know if they need to dispatch because they see something that may need more law enforcement participation.
Yeah, the district has security guards. And so
yep.
I would, if I was the city, I would give the bid. This is what I would do. Use the resources that are already there. I would find a way to give the bid more money. And instead of that money going to ambassadors, going to this, that money would be for what we want them to do. And the bid would administer, the city wouldn't even have to do it. So it wouldn't have to increase what the city does. The bid would just hire out people and get contracts for people to set up the fencing. Some contracts for the security mm-hmm. to be set up wherever it needs to be. And then every Thursday, this set up. Bam. There mm-hmm. you go. And then it's something that's easily retractable. It could just be moved out the streetways, but everything else stays. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then you just hire RCM or somebody like that that's used to working crowd control.
Right.
And so when people come through these gates, let me see your ID.
There you go.
That's as simple as that.
You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. True Talk text lines are open, 833-212-1017. We'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome, black. I'm the legendary Home of Blow, along with my brother,
MC Dame Elsie in the building.
And I want to say great morning to our girl, Bailey Coleman. We've been talking about the curfew initiatives and things that are going on to try to make sure that the entertainment district downtown is safe. But, you know, we've got a clip that we're going to let Dame lead into. But here's my other thing, Dame. It got to be done all over the damn city.
Yeah, you know that's what I was going to say.
You know, because I get it. I understand the entertainment district. I understand that, you know, they want to protect, but we need protection too. Things are happening in the inner city. A lot of these shootings and homicides that we're hearing about are happening in the inner city. There are children that we are hearing about that are young as 10 and 13 and 14 and 15 mm-hmm. years old. Whether it's there in the inner city where, you know, I'm at, you get what I'm saying, driving reckless. Hell, I'm hollering out, what about me?
Yeah.
What about us? What about our community here? We understand, you know, the entertainment district, we get it, but what about where we live and we're dealing with the lack of curfew enforcement? You know, we're dealing with it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that kids just being... don't leave it out. Like, you know, I get downtown saying that, okay, we're going to enforce it across the city.
And by enforcing it across the city, what it does is it puts the youth in on notice. If I'm under 17,
there you go.
I got to duck and die. I got to hide. I got to be – I just can't be on the block.
We ain't playing with you no more.
Right. I just can't be outside doing what I want to do. And it puts – like, police probably ain't going to be chasing you around, doing all that other stuff. But mm-hmm. if they catch you, they're going to put hands on you, and they're going to snatch you up. And as a parent, you can't get mad at that point that your kid done got snatched up. You could be like, oh, that's police brutality. And mm-hmm. it may be.
Mm-hmm.
But if you was a good parent, you would have had them home at 11
o'clock. There you go. There
and
you
so,
go.
So I'm giving you fair warning. And
that's
so
right.
like this clip here is from March mm-hmm. that I'm going to have Will shoot to. It's from March, 2 months ago, before the summer. So the police is letting you know they're going to start this curfew stuff. This is 2 months ago. And we're talking about it now. So run that clip, Will. Run that clip for me.
The Milwaukee Police Department tells us they have plans for a curfew center in the city, somewhere where they would take young people who are violating curfew and where their parent or guardian would then have to come pick them up. Now, the plans are still very much in the works. We still don't have a location for this, but it comes on the heels of a very violent weekend in Milwaukee, specifically on Water Street. There was a shooting where a 22-year-old man died and two teenagers were also shot. After this shooting, we went to Milwaukee police asking how they planned to restore order to downtown Milwaukee, specifically Water Street. And they said this is one of the solutions that they've been working on with the Department of Community Wellness and Safety. Like I said, they're still working on solidifying these plans. But what do you think about this?
And see, there you have it. Working on it with the community wellness. So they're using their resources, they're using their partners, and they're going about doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at that. And right. y'all know I am the first to be like FTP. I am the first to be like less police involvement. I am the first to be like less police interaction. But in this instance, not only are you saving, but I'm also the first to be like, I want to save the kids. I want to help the kids. And if them being put in a curfew center one night can stop them from being out somewhere and getting shot, or stop them from doing some shooting, or stop them from doing something illegal that now gets them in the system for real, then I'm for that. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. and this wouldn't get them in the system, hopefully. It just gets them a ticket. And I understand the burden of this financial burden on parents and the youth. Then you should make sure your kid is at home.
That part. We got Truth Talk text lines open at 833-212-1017. We got Millicent. Millicent, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
Good morning. I think it should be like back in the day when you got a ticket. If you didn't pay that ticket, they could take your taxes. They could put a lien on your home. Mm-hmm. They could take your vehicle. They could suspend your licensing. Let's say if you're an RN or a truck driver, take all of that and start penalizing the parents, and they'll change this. If you know you're going to lose something because your kid isn't doing what he's supposed to do, parents will start being better parents. If you know they can take your house, put a lien on your house, you're going to make sure your kids are doing what they're supposed to do. And you're going to find time to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do. That's what we need to do. We have to start punishing parents. Right now, we're like, oh, you can't punish the parents. But who are you going to punish? You got to punish the parent because you had it.
Hashtag that part. Hashtag Amen. Tax. Thank you very much for your call.
And I think they still do take your taxes if you owe tickets.
Oh, well, that'll put the thing in there. And I think it needs to be highlighted. You know, I think that those messages need to be put out there because I think some people don't know. You know, mm-hmm. they don't know the consequences of these situations. And I think if they know and it's put in their face, be like, just like when they talk about if you drive drunk, you know, this is this and this is that and this can happen and that's going to happen and that's going to happen. I think if we put some of that same messaging out there, like, you know, if your son or daughter gets a curfew ticket, so do you.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just put it in their face.
There's no, I have no
problem. Did you know that you could also, your license could be, you know, suspended or your this? Put that stuff out there to where they like, oh, I ain't know. How can they do that? It's been on the
books.
Well,
the city can't, the municipalities and the cities and the government can't do the parenting, but we can force you to do the parenting. Mm-hmm. And that's what we need to mm-hmm. do. We mm-hmm. can't do the parenting, but I can force you to do the parenting. And in any situation, whether it be landlords, whether it be parents, whether it be corporations, whatever it is, if you hit their pockets, that's going to make them say, okay, that's enough. Because I know if I'm out here acting wild and my mother gets two tickets in the mail for me for $75, now she got to pay $150, and we already on a tight budget, she going to lose her mind.
That part.
And in losing her mind, she's going to be like, you better have your in this house by 11.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or else if you don't, then my door is going to be closed and
that's
you
right.
on your own.
That's right.
So you're going to have your house in this, you're going to have yourself in this house at 11. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. If I have to come look for you, that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't getting no more tickets because of you.
That part.
And that's what a, that's
and a stand on.
And
it.
Even if you're a mother or a father that is working a bunch of jobs and you out and you doing whatever, then now this is, you know, you got to be there mm-hmm. at 11. You may not be there, but you're going to have your brother there or your sister there or somebody that doesn't work third shift.
That's right.
Hey, go to my house and make sure that such and such, whatever the little boy, I was going to make up a name, but mm-hmm. I don't want to judge mm-hmm. nobody. Mm-hmm. I was going to say Keon or something.
Right.
Make sure they there.
Right.
And if they not there.
Well, I make up names like that all. Shaquisha Shaquan.
I thought Keith. You made up Marquita. Remember, I thought
yeah,
you made
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah. And you, I told you I didn't. Yeah, yeah,
that, was,
yeah.
That was real. But yeah. I'm just saying, if they not there, then it's going to be drama.
Mm-hmm.
Now, instead mm-hmm. of you dealing with the police, you're dealing with me. You know what
there
I'm saying?
There you go. There you go. And it just has to be done.
It got
to
be done.
On the YouTube page, shout out to everybody that is keeping up. And while you're there, make sure you hit the like and subscribe button. Let's see. Let me go up.
And I think the curfew is 10 o'clock for under 17. I gave them an extra hour. It's 10 o'clock, and then they probably don't enforce it to like 11.
Mm-hmm.
Give you time to get home. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you're on your way home, we're not going to sweat it. But by 11 o'clock, you should be on your porch or in the house.
Mm-hmm. Minister Kevin had said early on, he said, you want the deer or beer district to become like Beale Street just on weekends? That was a question.
Yes.
Kimberly Harris said, Homer, you and Dame looking like twins with them bald heads and glasses.
Hey, listen, I didn't wear my hat today because I liked the way it looked the other segment on Monday when I didn't have my hat on. So I was like, I'm not going to wear it all day on Wednesday just to see. If somebody say something, and somebody says something.
And there's Kimberly Harris.
For the ladies. See, I told you, Homer. Ladies love it.
Okay.
She noticed it.
I am not going to listen.
You for know the your ladies. People,
you know your people listening, so I'm just saying that's all I'll say. Okay.
She probably is. What you talking about for the ladies?
Right. And then you putting it in the voice. You feel what I'm saying?
50 years old. I'm saying what I want to say at this point.
Bruh.
I don't care no more.
Bruh.
Mm. If you don't know me, if you don't know me by now.
Okay, I'm going to just start reading comments. La, 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 la.
Just so quickly parents switched.
Abstract or 414 said, if parents can't control their, there's so much misspelling here. If parents can't control their children should be sent to a steeped military academy where they will do nothing but learn and build character. RC Creation Muse said, got to protect the economy / employment / jobs above almost all. Can't keep punishing the working class. Also said, do they still have the paddy wagons where they would load a bunch of people in the black and haul them to jail? And then came, like I said, and got you. Thank you for that. Will D9 said, if the parent don't put up their child, pick up their child. He said, put up though, pick up their child within 48 hours, lock them up. Sylvia Coleman said, take that quest card. Kimberly Harris said they need to be in by 9 p.m. That's when we had to go in. Let's see. Let me catch up. Abstract Nora said our folks are going to Water Street creating chaos, and now they are venturing over to Brady Street fighting. Brady Street is completely different from Water Street. G.I.S. said, greetings, beautiful people. Abstract Nora 414 said, yeah, 9 p.m. is much better curfew than 10 p.m. Kimberly Harris laughed at what you said. Not really a city girl said the ladies do love ball heads. We got to take care of some bills. I'm saving us from us. We got to take care of some, but we really do.
Ladies.
Order in the studio. Listen, you're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We'll be black.
This is Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my brother,
MC Dame Elzy in the building.
And, of course, our producer, Will, holding it down. We've been talking about the curfew situation and what are some things that could be implemented to make people have to understand. Like, look, it's serious. You know, we may have become a little lackadaisical on it, but now, you know, cause sometimes, man, what they say when the cat is away, the mice will come out to play.
Not really. A city girl said, the ladies do love bald heads.
Damn, I was. I
know you was trying to get away from that, but I'm going back. And then Aaron Kawanda said, definitely love my man with a bald head. Right at Homer, he'll be at home apologizing, saying, you know, it's just radio talk, baby. No, I won't.
Listen.
Because it's not just radio talk.
To your queen, bro. I just want to say that I am not encouraging this. If you go back and listen to the rest of the show. You may not be listening now, but you will hear that I've tried to pull him away from the light.
You can't do that. I can't be stopped. I can only be contained. Michael Jordan voice. Listen.
Order in the studio.
Listen, I told you last segment, the first segment on Monday, I was like, my boy head kind of shiny, look kind of, and I hadn't even shaved it. I shaved it today. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I got a big old head, but there you go. I look like, you know.
I look like Will. Hey, Will, how you doing in there? Help
Homer,
me.
You took it there, Pauls. My noggin looks like, you know, the emojis that you used to could make for like the Wii characters and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I really do look like that, but that's okay.
So you got Kimberly Harris saying, yes, we do. Not really a city girl to put up hearts and got her dancing. Like, yeah.
Hey.
So we're going to round it out with the smoothness of MC Dame Elsie.
Ladies, let me just say,
this dude,
I want you to touch my.
Don't say it. Cow. Don't you? Okay,
I was
please.
Not
going
to say.
Okay,
the
dump
other
button.
Word. I want you to touch my scalp.
Really?
With them bright red fingernails. Ooh. Can you feel it, baby? Ladies. Will, the phone lines is about to blow up. They about to go crazy. Because the ladies, they just feel their fingertips on my scalp.
And they will have no fingers after your other half has something to say.
The phone line's
about
to go crazy.
See, you doing this.
Not one call.
We got one call?
Not one.
Not one?
Okay.
Not.
They just rest. You know, they in shock right now.
Mm-hmm.
They all in shock because they heard my sexy voice. They looking at my bald head. They closed their eyes and they thought about their fingertips rubbing my scalp. And they were just like, ooh.
Are you campaigning?
No, I'm just. No, I'm not.
Because it definitely sounds like a campaign.
No, I'm not. I'm just messing with the ladies.
Listen. You got them on YouTube going, yeah, come on, bro.
See, not really. A silly girl said, yes.
Dang. Look at Kimberly Harris talking about, ooh, we dang.
Ooh, we dang. You know what I'm saying?
All I'm saying is I'm trying to, you know, I am my brother's keeper. Yes, I'm trying to, you know.
But I cannot
but
be
he cannot
kept.
Be contained.
I cannot be contained. I can't be stopped. I can only be contained. I can't be stopped.
Yeah.
I can only be contained.
Kimberly Harris said that's what got Eve in trouble listening to that voice.
Monique Jones said, yes, dang. Chocolate, too.
I'm about to
that's how you said it.
To your significant other, I'm about to turn my mic off and let these last minutes go to
Dame. Yes, Dame.
Yeah, because I'm not going to be. Just know that.
All right, Karanda, I don't know what that symbol means, but I'm assuming it means like starry eyes or something. But.
Yeah, I am. This
you know,
not really a silly girl purr.
Purr. Yeah. Like,
okay.
Like Eartha Kitt.
Well, Dane will take us out.
You guys want to be done now?
Do
we have any commercials to make up?
Is the birthday party commercial coming up? Something. I can talk about it, I guess. You know, hey, did you know that on Saturday, June 27th, 2026, it will be the 32nd annual Homer Blow birthday party for the kids, brought to you by the Homer Blow Foundation, Inc., nonprofit 501c3, presenting sponsor, Vader Philanthropies. Shout out to Tamara and shout out to Frank, Big Frank, everybody over at Vader Philanthropies. Shout out to Platinum sponsors. We've got the Brewers Community Foundation. We've got Spectrum. We've got the City of Milwaukee Office of Early Childhood Initiative, Mighty Small Moments, Dia Wright. We've got, Spectrum, Westcare, Wisconsin. Shout out to Travis Landry and everybody
shout
at Westcare. And then, of course, we have our.
Travis got a ball head, too, though. You like how I keep bringing it back?
Yeah, you also go sponsors. Shout out to Liquid, formerly Oasis. Shout out to Greater Milwaukee Urban League. Shout out to Unite WI. And shout out to Maleka Early Learning Center, Children's Knowledge 2 and 3 Learning Center. Shout out. I'm just in here.
You just talking
community
now.
Community.
Don't
help.
Shout out nobody else. Listen,
community.
Ladies. Homer's community done with the shout out. Let's get back to you now.
PCS. Shout out to Dr. Clarissa Lawrence. Shout out to. Damn, Dave. I'm trying, just bro. Imagine.
My mic I turned his mic off.
He cut my mic off.
Yeah, I guess so. So you, no, but you're okay. You're black, I guess.
I cut it back on. I caught it.
No, okay. Now you are.
Hey, ladies, imagine us nose to nose.
Okay, listen. If nobody has told you that they love you today, I want to let you know that I love you. Please have a safe and nonviolent remainder of the morning, afternoon, evening, night, early morning. The award-winning Truth with Sherwin Hughes on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth is up next. I'm going to turn my mic off now. Dame, go ahead. Your last words.
I don't got no last words. I love the ladies.